Andy Roddick has had many heartbreaking moments on the centre court at Wimbledon, most famously after the 2009 final when he came so close to beating Roger Federer. But this third round defeat against Feliciano Lopez will be a huge blow. Roddick showed early signs of weakness when he lost his serve at a crucial moment in the first set. He broke straight back to level things up, but in the tiebreak, Lopez was outstanding, racing to a 7-2 victory. The tiebreak in the second set also ended 7-2 as Lopez came out on top in all the crucial points. Then, after Roddick lost his serve in the third game of the third set, he looked like a broken man and victory for Lopez was inevitable. Roddick says that on the day, he lost to the better player.
Yeah, he played well. I got beat. He came out, he served about as well as someone has. And, you know, the stuff that's enabled me to beat him, you know, seven times, making him passing shots under duress, making him play defense on his forehand, he did well today. He played an outstanding match.
It wasn't a good day for former finalists as Vera Zvonareva also went crashing out. The Russian lost to Svetlana Peronkova, who she beat in last year's semi-final. So revenge for the Bulgarian player, whose run to the last four of the championships last year caught many tennis experts by surprise. She was delighted by her victory.
I feel very excited about it. I think I played a great match. And it became a great match for the spectators. It's a huge achievement for me.
That was it for the upsets on day five. They were comfortable wins for world number one Caroline Wozniacki, five-time champion Venus Williams, and the 2007 runner-up, who broke the curse of the finalists to progress to round three with a three-set victory. That was Marion Bartoli. 2004 champion Maria Sharapova had to work harder to win her delayed second-round tie against the popular British teenager Laura Robson. The 17-year-old had a 4-1 lead in the first set, but despite strong support from the home fans, she eventually lost in straight sets in 1 hour and 48 minutes. Sharapova admits it wasn't the perfect performance.
Yeah, I just feel a little bit of everything. You know, I didn't play my best today and, you know, I felt like I... You know, made a few more errors and than I had to. And you know, tomorrow's my next match, so it'll be good to come out and hopefully improve those things.
Elsewhere, Andy Murray was roared on by the British fans under the roof, and he booked his place in round four after a tough four-set fight out against the plucky Croatian Ivan Ljubicic. Murray eventually took the victory 6-4, 4-6, 6-1, 7-6 after the latest finish to a match in the tournament this year. The world number four kept his supporters on the edge of their seats, particularly in the fourth set tiebreak. But it was a frustrating day for defending men's champion Rafael Nadal. He was pushed all the way in the first set against Gilles Muller of Luxembourg, who is one of the few players to have beaten the Spaniard before at the All England Club. Nadal eventually took it in the tiebreak, but then the rain came, meaning he'll have to wait until Saturday to confirm his place in round four. In fact, a number of matches are unfinished after Friday, including ties involving former Grand Slam winners Juan Martín Del Potro and Francesca Schiavone.